Being in the field of gravity. Giving some moments for the body to make its posture. And we often would approach posture from the outside, like trying to make a certain shape that we think is correct or better or good enough. And if we could just turn the volume down on all of that kind of experimentation for a while and turn up the volume on something more inner, still on the subject of the body's position, but feeling inside us our dignity, or the possibility of a dignity of a human being, of a human life, of a human body. And letting that be in the inner space and affect the form of the body, the shape, the position of the hands, the legs, the face, the back, etc. Feeling gravity. Almost as if we could let gravity pull us below the radar of what we think is good or bad. What we think about posture, what we know about it, what we've heard about it, what we've already tried. And if gravity could help us just come underneath into sort of a nonverbal body that would be allowed to make its own adjustments. Towards where we could be in silence and stillness comfortably and well. So we're from the inside, a sense of a dignity of a human body and lifetime. Whatever your mood and current opinion of yourself as a personality, just here's that body, there's willingness. To be here and to experience reality. Even if there's also unwillingness and resistance and so on, there's some willingness. So a dignity that doesn't need to think about how it should be placing the body, but sort of letting the hands come alive and place themselves, letting the knees come alive and place themselves, letting the body come alive and acknowledge it is in a place, and it takes a place. It takes up space and could even be allowed to take up a little more space. Just an experiment of following what that dignity body would do. Maybe the back isn't as straight as you think it should be. But just for a little while, what if we follow another intelligence, some kind of original intelligence that's not copying an image or idea, but is inventing posture just now. So dignity has to do with welcome, being allowed to be here, being allowed to take up space. knowing, preferably from the inside, like the stream of aliveness, knowing the preciousness of this life. And letting that inform the position of the body. Letting that inform the breathing, letting that inform the body itself. So despite our experiences and conditioning that have told the body either don't take up space or don't be comfortable or you have to fight for it or whatever, actually you're already allowed and precious without doing anything to prove it. And that also means that there is no specialness, maybe. So there's dignity, and maybe there's no need to try to be special. Or because there's dignity. The trying for specialness doesn't need to take up our energy anymore. Which is a hard fire to put down. It's hard to let go of that. To find before the fight for specialness already good, already here. And letting that inform your body position. Your volume. Your eyes already okay. Where the head and neck fit together, already okay. Dignity. Which means allowed to be here, to take up space without having to prove anything or earn anything or deserve anything. Already precious, already good. And the hips already good. What if? This simple exercise sometimes may go against deep beliefs and also go against body chemistry that's active, of feeling insecure or better than or worse than or whatever, comparing. So we can allow that the thinking, beliefs, chemistry is going on, and maybe that's not all that's happening. Maybe there is some deep life stream that's accessible, that's here, without which none of the other stuff is possible. That we can just feel in a simple way, aliveness in the body. A warmth, a hum, a pulse, a weight. The way the breathing keeps pulling against the body and then letting go, dropping it down. So even if the breath is affected by our body chemistry and our thinking, our mood, but it still just goes on. Feeling down, it's often more accessible lower down in the body. Like if we feel and connect with and receive the sensations lower down in the body, it can be more available to feel some kind of deep okayness anyway. Even though I'm better than, worse than, can't, can, whatever story, whatever chemistry is activated. Or maybe just if that feels too abstract or inaccessible, maybe just contact with the ground somewhere that may be friendly. That's a form of dignity. And sometimes we can feel the body kind of release, surrender, and be held by the earth. And many times we don't feel that. We can tell that there's contact. But there's not necessarily a feeling of being held or supported. And that's okay. As we started to talk about yesterday, there is a gap between what is actually happening and real and our experience of what feels real. And sometimes just hanging around where, well, there does seem to be contact with the ground there, even though I can just barely feel it. So sometimes you might feel ungrounded, but you kind of know, well, there's the butt or the heel of my foot on the ground. There's some pressure sensation. And hanging around the pressure sensation, the ground on the body. So simply. And maybe for today, the harder it is to feel ground, maybe going lower down in the body, maybe to the feet even. So lower meaning farther from the head. Or lower meaning closer to the ground. You can try both. Because here we are in this landscape that is so much of earth, and yet not necessarily grounding. So much of vastness also. And so kind of turning a bit inward to some experiences within the realm of the warmth of your body. in and near the body. In that field. Literal ground, contact. May be worth hanging out with, just staying around. Or sometimes, if there is a feeling of release into the ground and kind of spreading out, then we can be more uncontained and enjoy the openness that loosening reveals or allows. And just staying and resting in that openness. And sometimes there's a really lusciously long process of releasing. And we could allow that to have its time and to be delicious, not to be impatient that we should be already released. We don't actually know what should be necessarily. And so, what is? And so gradually coming towards where it feels more fruitful to you, where it feels more like a kind of spring of life that's coming up into your experience. Whether that's more just where the body is touching the ground, that simple and literal. And a game of whenever you notice you've gone over to the flapping of the tent in the wind, like a kind of child's game, you run back home to the literal contact with ground. So it's not a, it is a game. So there's not an expectation of literally staying 100% of every second in that spot of contact with ground. There's an expectation of movement that the mind will go to the sound, for example, and it will go to last week and next year and so on. And it can come back playfully. And just experiencing the freedom of that, no matter where the mind goes, it can run back home gleefully. And whatever we were just involved in last week, next year, the sound, can just roll off like water off a duck's back. And here we are again, fresh. Untouched. And kind of welcoming a friendliness with ground. Or a friendliness of to receive your sensations. And when we notice that approach to the practice being not like a game and being mad that I'm not staying all the time, we can really feel that quality of wanting obedience And we can just briefly feel the fire and aggression of that. Simply, just feeling that. Where and what? Is that reaching towards wanting control? Feeling that shape and temperature and where? Is there movement? What is it like when we want to reach towards control and obedience, forcing our experience to be how we think it should be, and it isn't? Just briefly receiving that impression of what is that like, that movement towards control, trusting control. And then again, here's the ground and the body together in their own love affair, in their own layer of experience, their own stream of experience, in a way unconcerned by all of our trying too hard and expectations and sense of failure and so on. Ground and body. Relief in that simplicity when it happens. And playing when things happen differently from what we expected. How far, how quickly the mind goes where. How far, how quickly the mind is here again. But that's just the mind. That's the mind part of life stream. Not so important. So we can play. Meanwhile, life and ground have a consistency. They're still here, no matter what the mind does. And something in us is in touch there, and we could just give in to that. Even maybe playing another experiment. Does it help if you try to feel the body ground connection, contact? What happens when you try to feel it? Okay, and what happens if you let it be felt? Notice that it's already being felt, whether you try or don't try. Because it's kind of a tangle when we try not to try. But trying or not, isn't it already being felt? By some other capacity than attention. Resting into that, leaning up against that. That's home in the game of tag. Or maybe you do feel some groundedness and some openness, and in that field of experience that you're partly open to, you notice a kind of slow, easy waterfall of letting go, of unwinding. Staying tuned to that. But again, does trying to stay tuned do anything helpful? Is it already happening and already noticed by some other capacity in us? Already enjoyed? And could we have some bit of permission for it to be enjoyed, the letting go arriving into here? And sometimes there may just be more the feeling of a wide openness, grounded enough that there is a sense of opening or openness that is simple and subtle and good, not even really tracking any sort of process of unfolding or unwinding, but just enjoying the simplicity of staying tuned to openness as a fact. Or, as always, your own inner instructions for this time together. Would anyone like to ask or share anything? She's saying, I'm sorry I fell asleep and I didn't hear all the instructions. Could I repeat? And maybe others also fell asleep. So let's start maybe with the most important thing, and that's that it can be that in falling asleep is one of the best ways of receiving the instructions. And I'm not just, saying that to make you feel better or whatever, like truly can be. And so we could just leave it like that, but today I will try to say some sort of summary of what I said before. So partly, I think, in response to the landscape where we are, where there is a sense of ground, the earth is visible. It's not covered by grass and trees or buildings. But including the very changing weather we've had, I think Odilia said yesterday we had so many different kinds of weather just in the few hours of yesterday afternoon. And with the wind, but just the openness of the land is something not so grounding, for better or worse. It can be something very wide. It can be something that doesn't feel very held or still or connected. And so it's an interesting situation to practice meditation in. Because often, I think, in daily life, we have an attraction towards being ungrounded and then struggling to get ground somehow. And we kind of split ourselves in that. Trying to get ground by control and trying to get... a sense of flow or freedom in some kind of literal way. And so here it's kind of like if we drain out all the content of our daily life, but we still have a similar situation of, well, there seems to be ground or the potential to be grounded. There's so much ground. And yet I feel ungrounded maybe, or it's easy to feel a kind of high energy or ungroundedness. And one way of talking about meditation is as a quieting of our interference, of the interference that stops us from knowing what we know, knowing what is reality. So a quieting of the interference that blocks our direct experience. I hope you can hear that when we would try to impose stillness or impose quiet, that's not quiet. That's still active. Or if, for me, like I'm a shy person, the shyness, the holding back, although you wouldn't know if you just met me, I've been talking way too much on a silent retreat, but it's not what I would normally like to do. that shyness, the holding back, the held backness, is something active that stops a flow. So it's not just about literally active that starts to quiet down, but the different ways of being pushed and pulled that are programmed, let's say. That has a potential for quiet, for quietness, for quieting down, and then what's left. So that's what meditation, or the path of meditation, or the spiritual path, that's one way to define it. So it can be helpful to feel held enough and free enough that our programming can quiet down by itself. Does that make sense? It can help. It can help. If we feel held and free enough, that our reactivity gets less reactive, the programming starts to quiet down. And one way to talk about that today, I'm talking about ground and openness. Partly following on the conversation last night with openness, trust, etc. The wholeheartedness, unconditionally here-ness, as potentially a key or open secret towards happiness or towards fulfillment. So it can help sometimes towards feeling that we are here and there is openness, so ground and freedom, ground and vastness. Ground and high energy, let's say. Ordinariness and intensity. To just feel the literal ground. So that was one thing we talked about. And I went into some detail about what can seem like a simple game. Okay, feel where the body touches the ground. But where we come with our complications, and the likelihood that I'm going to try to control when I feel like I might be a failure, or I might be helpless. I can't get myself to stay in that place where my body touches the ground. What's wrong with me, or whatever? They're all so peaceful. What's wrong with me? Or I'm doing it so well, and these people don't know anything, or whatever. It's the same story. So if we highlight rather, how cool is it that the mind, which will go here and there, comes back. And it comes back, and then it's like, whew, where was all that going? It's gone. So it's kind of another aspect of the well come. So rather than falling into our own trap, that we start to build expectation that the attention should stay in place where I tell it to. And the I who's really a dictator gets more and more energy slowly. Because, well, the first few minutes or the first few days of the retreat, Lucy, but now we've been here a few minutes, what's wrong with you? You've got to do what I say. And we don't notice just the way a dictatorship often happens, not always, is like creeping towards relying on control and aggression to get what I think should be without questioning whether I have any right to say how it should be. So it's very deep. All the little ways that we can loosen and free the attitude towards practice are important. Much more important than whether we stay with so-called stay with the contact with the ground. And then I also mentioned that sometimes, if we can use this language of groundedness, sometimes we do feel a little bit like, okay, my butt is on the ground and my butt allows the ground to hold it. My butt feels held. A little bit. And that feels, it feels good, let's say. Maybe it doesn't, but let's say it feels good. And then all kinds of things start to unwind. And also that can feel good. Can also feel scary, etc. But like, let's say we stay in that kind of quietly watching the waterfall or feeling the waterfall or stream of letting go, of arriving, of unwinding. And so that could then be what we rather stay tuned to more. And the contact with the ground or the breath or the whole body is more in the background. Could be. So that was the second main suggestion. And the third main suggestion was, what about if there's more of feeling grounded and then there's a sense of openness that feels good? In a subtle way, feels good. Not about the idea, oh, I'm proud that I achieved, but it just from the an inner goodness wells up into that space of openness. And that holds us or holds you. That could be another way of practicing. And then same, when I notice the mind is last week, it still, sometimes it can come back to that subtle openness that feels good. If not, contact with ground, breath, feet, whatever other suggestions we've already had. Or the fourth main thing I said is, what are your own inner instructions for your meditation? That's a priority. And there was one other kind of experimentation of, if we agree inwardly with an idea of, if it feels good and juicy to propose to yourself, okay, what if I stay, what if I hang out with this literal contact with ground, even though I hardly feel it and I don't feel grounded? I just stay here. I propose that to myself and there's agreement in myself. Okay, let's start with this. Once I kind of arrive at a proposal, let's stay with the contact, let's stay with the unwinding, let's stay with the openness, let's stay with the breath, the feet, the sounds, whatever. Then we can kind of give up and let it happen. So this is an important shift. So I'm not continuing to push and impose how I think it should go. But so it'd be like, okay, let's go sit by that stream. And so we go and we go and we find the stream and we find, this is where I'm going to sit by the stream or lie or whatever, in it, whatever. Now I'm here, I don't have to make up the stream every second. And I don't have to make up my capacity to see or hear or touch the stream. That's already going on. Now it's time for me to get out of the way so that my other capacities, my other ways of knowing can act and be acknowledged. But not necessarily acknowledged in thinking. Not confirmed, but fresh. So playing with, if I'm with the breath in the lower belly, let's say, or I'm feeling the soles of my feet, that proposal resonates. And so let's play with that. We could try, let's try really hard to feel the feet and notice if the trying helps or not. There might be some ways that it helps. There probably are a lot of ways it doesn't help. It's like this extra thing, like having a machine on while we're tuning into the silence. Well, we can. But when the machine goes off, it's like, oh, right. It's already happening. And then we notice the machine came on again, and maybe we notice when it goes off again. And then playing with whether I'm trying or not, is there sensation of sole of foot being received, being felt? Is that stream of experience actually going on? Anyway, like it or don't like it, try to or don't try to, isn't it? And not only we don't, is it going on or not, but some level of us is perceiving it, even when I am busy elsewhere. And that is interesting. So resting into that, already awareness. And not being so bothered when trying too hard comes on or thinking about how I'm doing, not doing. That actually doesn't interfere with so much the actual underlying stream of experience, even just sense perception, much less more subtle layers. And so we start to open to our own more subtle perception of something that we're not used to paying attention to, that by habit we ignore, but is actually going on and already felt. And you don't have a job. Wow. And so much is going on. When our activeness is quiet down, there is so much that's in action. Okay, so we have time for walking meditation. It's also the first time, as will be every day at this time, that you could meet one-to-one with Odelia or me. I'll be meeting on the veranda next to the little house where I'm staying, which is out the main gate. If you're coming out from here towards the parking lot on the left, and it's to the left of the little house. And where are you? You'll see Odelia somewhere.
Somewhere over there. There'll be two chairs.
And the way we do it is that you come now if you want to meet us today and put your name on the whiteboard so that we know how many people would like to meet today. And I really ask for your generosity in actually coming. You might have to wait a few minutes before you put your name down. And then you'll also see if you're number 5 on the list that you could probably have at least, if we think 5 times 5 or 10 minutes, you have 45 minutes, let's say, that you could just do your walking practice and then come and wait nearby, giving privacy, but where you can see if it would be your turn. And then to figure out who's next, when you're finished with your turn, you wipe your name away so people can kind of see how the line is flowing. And what I've noticed in the meetings is when there is an awareness of, let's say there's about 5 or 10 minutes to meet, a lot can happen in 5 or 10 minutes. Whereas if there's a feeling of like, oh, I waited so long, now I get to sit down here and forget about time completely, then it might take you 10 minutes to get around to what you wanted to say or ask or explore. So if we can kind of not feeling pressure, but feeling aware that when we just are direct, it can happen sometimes in what seems like not much time, if we would count it on the clock. And as for what might come up in a one-to-one, it's really open. It could be a question, it could be you just want to share something, it could be you don't know, but you found yourself drawn to put your name. And it's not required to come. Okay, and I just want to say one or two words more of the walking. It could be fun to explore maybe at the beginning of this walking or another one today, just giving a little bit systematic attention. Yesterday we did like, okay, feeling in the head and moving side to side. Do I feel the physical, literal movements of walking in the head? What do I feel? And you could move through the body systematically, feel the middle body, the arm. We did the armpits, for example. How is it in the upper abdomen? How is it in the lower abdomen? Different parts of the back, buttocks, hips. You could choose different kind of chunks and feel how is walking. Literally, physically felt here. And where feels like a good place for you to experiment with. And then also playing with the inner atmosphere, attitude, or approach, where it could be more childlike or more bird-like or leopard-like, or it could be more like you're made of water and you're just pouring water into water. Or whatever way it comes to you. The inner atmosphere and attitude or approach. Probably being more important as a background to then understanding where is a good physical focus, which could also be the whole body. Or it could also be the whole skin or the whole bones. Okay? Is there any question or anything to say? One thing, especially with walking, is if from time to time you notice in your shoulders some kind of tension, or in your face or your chest, just really giving, not like being the police and finding something wrong, but being caring and being interested, like, oh, that, wow, there's that pattern active. Like the way the wind blows across the sand makes that pattern. The way there's something going on making this pattern. And simply, just trusting, simply feeling it. And not going anywhere without any story about it, just simply feeling it. And maybe shaking it out, or maybe just looking at the ground more closely or at the sky more closely, and then just walking again. Okay? Thank you so much.